Hello, thank you for being with us here in New Life, series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Today we want to invite you to a talk with Rav Leitman. We want to learn about life, observe our life, what happens inside of us, around us, and to see how can we bring everything to a better place. Be with us, many exciting things along the way. Nitza wanted to introduce the subjects. Previous shows, we wanted to understand the difference between Eastern meditation to Kabbalist meditation. From what I understood, the difference is in the common meditation. There is an inner awareness, inner consciousness, canceling your connection with the outer world, but it stays in some kind of internal degree. And what you described as Kabbalist meditation is through intention outside of me, towards the public, to other people, and in this experience of connecting to others, you grow spiritually. Now I wanted to understand more about this subject. When I take part in lessons and I see the channel, I see that you tell your students to sit in a circle, in a workshop, and I wanted to ask, what is in this circle? Is this circle a means to spiritual growth, like meditation says its aim is? What is the secret of this workshop? First of all, we need to understand both of these methods. The wisdom of Kabbalah on the one hand, and all the rest of the methods of meditation on the other hand. The source is Abraham. Like it's written, that he gave gifts to the women and sent them to the eastern lands. Gifts are a symbol. Gifts meaning he gave them methods how to overcome the ego, how you can exist for now with the ego which is growing. And for those who connected to him and wanted to know the meaning of life, the goal of life, the purpose, like he published around Babylon, for those he told how to fulfill their desire, which is only possible through the relations between people. It's not that a person observes inside, but on the contrary, he observes outside. It's not that he goes to some hill or mountain and sits there for tens of years and that's it. Nothing else is important. That there is no world, no other people, he alone with the upper force. This is not the wisdom of Kabbalah. Wisdom of Kabbalah is love thy neighbor like myself. Through the love of others, that in practice you connect to them, through that you overcome your ego, that you use your ego, you don't cancel it. Like in the methods we see in the meditation. And that is why the method of Kabbalah is in connection. In connection we reveal, we build humanity again as one body. In connection we reach a state Like it's written in the Old Testament, the Torah. Like it was before the shattering, the separation. We need to be one body, one spiritual body, and it exploded to billions of different pieces. And each one of us has a part of this soul, a very small part, that is called the first Adam, Adam Rishon. All our direction needs to be back to this connection, that our physical bodies won't be separating us, but internal parts would connect together. And the bodies will not get in our way. If we observe, if we do meditation in the right way, then we would connect our inner parts to one big system, which is called our soul, or Shechina. And in that we will reveal the force that we will stabilize from our desires. Each one has a small spark. We will ignite this huge force, which is called the Creator. Why Creator? Bore, come and see. Bore, that we come and see and attain this force, and we build it. We assembled it. This is, so to speak, Kabbalistic meditation. There's a very basic difference. We come to a connection between us, and in this internal connection we attain the upper force, the purpose of creation. Different meditations, each one sits by himself and observes. And here it's only towards connection. Let's say we're 10 people. There's a special force in 10 people, not more, not less. We should observe together, observe our connection above our bodies. We don't put any concern about our bodies. We need to cancel our ego and connect above, together, with faith above reason. It's not canceling, it's rising above our ego. We don't cancel our ego. We also can't. And also they can't cancel our ego. It's just seemingly they're canceling it. It's just they're stop to feel it for a while. We need to come back to the state of one person as one system and one heart. We need to live like this while in our bodies. So imagine all of humanity feeling one another, and all are in connection together. It's like we're connecting in the center of Earth. This is the state we need to attain, and nature, we're in this different degrees of still vegetative animate of nature, and also inside of us, because we are a part of animate degree. We're constantly reaching a state that we reveal more and more that we are part of this round, integral world. All parts are connected. That we reach a state that you can't see anywhere that it is disconnected. And we see it scientifically. This brings us to a state that as much as we progress, we reach trouble if we don't proceed in the direction of nature, which is connection. We see still vegetative and animate degrees are connected. But the people, the humans, are not connected. We have to find for ourselves this state of connection. That we have to be connected between us as one system. This is the goal. I wanted to speak about the experience. Because in meditation, regular meditation, speaking about the experience of quiet, a very pleasant feeling. In your experience, is it also the case? Is there pleasure in this experience, or maybe more? They are doing it for the pleasant feeling. To get rid of troubles and stress and pressures. And for a while they can attain it. Undoubtedly, this is a recreational method to calm down. Of course, it helps a person exit the pressures of life. If in the morning or evening he goes to meditation, it helps him to be calm. And he doesn't need a personal psychologist. It helps him. Yes, there are many research about this. A few of them were published. We see four different things it affects. We see the brain more focused. Of course, if a person gets rid of the distractions. One more thing is improving health. This practice and our social behavior. There's benefits in these areas. People in the West who practice meditation, we see benefits. People become more calm. And there's one more thing I would ask further along the show. I would recommend a person who is under pressure or has stress, has troubles. We want to enter meditation. We want to be in some calmness. Here we're speaking of a scientific research and the differences between Kabbalistic meditation and all the other meditations. So what are the differences in the experience? What is exactly the experience? What does a person feel in Kabbalistic meditation where a person exits from itself to connection? When a person exits from himself to connection, he builds his connection with others through his ego, in the help of his ego. As much as he overcomes his ego, this is his power that he can connect with. He uses ego in the opposite way, inverts his ego, and then he connects to others. When he connects to others, he feels in this connection a new dimension. Like a new universe. In this universe, or dimension, he starts to feel that there's a force of bestow, or light, as we say. And he reveals it as a mutual force between him and others that is revealed because he and others are in connection. He reveals the different parts or the souls desires which corrected themselves from in order to receive to in order to bestow. They are called souls. And then he connects to these desires of this general mechanism that corrected from receiving to bestow, which are all the Kabbalists of all the generations. He joins them to one system. And then he reveals the system which is without time or place or distance, but existing in a different dimension. Completely new world opens up, and there he exists in his overcoming of the ego. And when he is there, when he reveals it, new desires are revealed in him egoistically, and he understands how he needs to overcome them, and then he uses his ego through the power of bestow that he attains. It's like water coming out of a well, and then he corrects his ego more and more. And this is how he proceeds to connect to the system stronger in a mutual way, and this gives him a new world. And we see different levels: Asiya, Briyat, Yetzirah, Tzilut. This is all written in the books of Kabbalah. So now he can practically put this into action. And through the books, he enters Kabbalistic meditation. Here, the meditation is practical, in practice. And you use your ego, your will to receive, you overcome it, and everything through connection between people, until he understands that the purpose of our existence here, in what seems this world, the purpose is raising all of this reality to the higher reality. And he works towards it as much as possible. So about the experience. People are reporting some kind of ecstasy, some kind of awareness, this enlightenment. The question, what is the feeling of a person doing this Kabbalistic meditation? Does he have... it's all very emotional. It's above our egoistic desire. It's also in the desire. Without desire, there's nothing. But in Kabbalistic meditation, a person can be 24 hours a day. With that, to work, to study, to intimately act, it doesn't matter, everything. Everything he does in his life is with the intention to connect with everything, to rise to a higher spiritual degree. This is how he works. He doesn't need to seclude himself. Nothing personal needs to be done. Everything is done together.
Mm-hmm.
A few things are very special to the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is connection of love thy neighbor, from loving the others to this general love, revealing this one power this one law, everything he does is without disconnecting himself from the world. Kabbalists say we must work and we have to be integrated with the public, the general public, and to attain everything while he is in this world. If he is living in this world, you're given a chance, you have to fulfill this chance. You have to realize this. One reveals that there's no difference between this world and the upper world. It's all in our perception. When this perception changes, does he become happier? What is the experience of a person is in the spiritual path? He starts to reveal reality above time, above place and movement, meaning eternal reality, complete. Well, it's impossible to explain. He enters the upper control. He doesn't annul himself or cancel himself. He controls the world that he attains. And with that, he attains that if we use this world correctly to reveal the upper force, our world is very important. We are in this world with the spiritual world. With that, we connect both worlds and overcome. And if we go back to this workshop, this circle, intense, and I see that there are different rules or directions, what do we have there in this workshop that helps a person to overcome and to rise spiritually? We're speaking about in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the lessons. There's a part that they sit in tents, in a circle. You teach something. In the end, you ask something. Each one listens to one another, and then you proceed to ask another question. This is the act that we speak about, a circle. The question is, how does this circle help us spiritually? Because we speak about questions from the wisdom of Kabbalah. How do we connect? Why? In what way? And so on. All the questions are connected to connection, to this structure we need to attain. We need to all be connected to one point, and our ego only helps us as an anti-force. It gives us the ability to rise above. And this is what we do while we scrutinize. And this is the work in practice. And even though seemingly the questions not always connect, but they are always concerning in the connection we build between us. Where do we aim in these questions? We observe with my question, even though my question is not exactly to the center of the circle, they must think how they fulfill the connection in the center of the circle. And when I control this activity, I aim that they are all reaching the middle of the circle. Let's say we have 200, 300 people, so 20, 30 circles. I aim them to direct to the center, and I am there in the center of the circle, and I try to help them to unite. So these 10 people sitting in a circle, you ask them a question, and they need to observe in the center of the circle. Yes? What does it mean to observe the center of the circle? How do I cancel my ego, and how above that ego I connect and bestow to others, give to others, and know myself? How I put myself as the small one, how I help them to connect, serve them. The most important thing is that everyone connects. My heart only thinks about how can I help them connect. This is the action of Yosef, how we see in the Torah. What do you feel when you're connected? You feel upper force. The result of the connection is revealment of the Creator. So each one observing of these 10 people, their mission that you're aiming them towards, let's make a vessel to reveal the power of love and bestow. This is observing. We will think about it. We will observe it. Thank you. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time. Goodbye.